Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you are. This is your girl Dai Polo with another episode of A Better Version of Yourself, or if you like it, A Better Version of Myself. Well, what is that? A Better Version of Myself is all about upgrading yourself to a better you. Just like we, out there, we have phones and apps and TV, televisions and fridges and everything that keeps on upgrading to better to make things easier for you. When you upgrade to a better version of yourself, you make your life easier. You're able to understand your surroundings. You're able to understand how your emotions are. You're able to understand how you reason, how you think, why you do the things you do, and why you react to situations the way you do. When it gets to self-awareness, self-confidence, you know, understanding your fears, understanding your strengths and weaknesses. Some of us still don't even know our strengths. Some of us don't even know our weaknesses. And getting to a better version of yourself is a journey that helps you understand some of these things. You get to upgrade yourself physically, spiritually, emotionally, socially, financially. It's a process. It's a stage. It's not something that happens within a blink of an eye or within, you know, overnight. It doesn't happen like that. So you have to be intentional on working on yourself to become a better version of yourself. That is, I'm also in that journey. That is why I say a better version of myself, because we are not there yet. All right. So if it is your first time, trust me, you're in the right place, and welcome. You can go through the previous episodes. I'm sure you'll get something. I believe, or I hope, you will get something encouraging, something that intrigues you, something that gives you hope, you know. And if not yet, then hang in there. Don't go anywhere. I'm still publishing episodes, so you might get something that will really get your attention. But either way, thank you so much for coming here. And for those who comes back to listen some more, I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for your feedbacks, for your suggestion and ideas. And yes, I'm putting everything into pen and paper so that we are able to implement some of those suggestions and ideas. And yeah, so how have you been? How was your week? I mean it's a week or two, I guess. I hope all is well. This pandemic, this time, this third wave is just something else, especially here in Kenya. It's not been easy. I can count the number of people that I know or that I've lost someone, or people that I already know that I've died. And it's sad. It's scary, to be honest, but we have to do what we need to do. Wash our hands, sanitize, mask up, stay at home if you have to. Not everybody can work from home, but those who are working outside, take care of yourself. Because when you take care of yourself, you're also taking care of the people that you love and you've left behind, I mean, at home or whatever place they are, okay? So yes, thank you so much for being here. And I pray and hope that our lives will come back to normal very, very soon. We can just hope. We cannot lose hope, all right? Well, something caught my attention, or rather someone shared something with me. And it got my attention. Let me tell you something. I am here coming to do podcasts. And there are those days you wake up and you don't have the strength. You don't have the energy. I don't feel like I should do it. Or the circumstances just can't allow me. My days are swamped. I'm a mother of four. I'm a counselor. I'm a life coach, or rather a transformational coach. I am a businesspreneur. I mean, there are so many other things I do in between. So it gets overwhelming. So sometimes I cannot be able to record a session because of that. But there are those days you just don't feel like doing it. Consistency is very important. But in the process of it being consistent, what keeps you motivated? That is the reason why you should always remind yourself on doing whatever it is that you're doing. Are you a startup, business startup, a YouTuber, an influencer? Or you want to start podcasting like I am doing right now? What is it that keeps you, you know, motivated in doing whatever it is that you're doing? because life is interesting. What I'm talking about is someone shared something written by one Wycliffe Oronyi in Facebook, and he was talking about overcoming a sinking mindset, and it really caught my attention. And the problem is we tend to focus so much on what was done rather than what should be done. Yeah, for example, as I'm talking about right now, I've done a few episodes on the podcast. I can't be comfortable and say, like, I mean, people can come and listen to that, and that's okay. And I will only allow that to take place if I'm not motivated enough, if I don't know the reason why I started podcasting. But when I realize that I have so much more to give, when I sit down and realize that I haven't even started doing what I'm supposed to do, then I'll find a reason to wake up and come back and record a podcast, no matter how tired I am. Yeah. But when there are those moments when you're exhausted, you need to take a break. Yes. But then there's that tired. You're feeling tired. Some of us are tired. You don't know what to do next. You don't know how to even find, you don't know where to find the energy to even start the day again. You don't know where to get the energy to start talking to that person again. You are just tired of every situation. And sometimes we get this to this point because we concentrate so much on what has happened. We concentrate so much on what we could have done different. The only thing you can look at is what could have been done different in the aspect of it never repeating itself again, but not what you could have done different that would have changed the situation. Because, look, the situation has already happened. The situation has already happened. And so, when it has already happened, there is nothing you can do about it. You have to really give it your all. Okay? You have to concentrate so much on the journey now, not on the past. Because when you concentrate so much on what has happened, on the past situations, that is where you welcome depression and anxiety and worry. Because you keep on telling yourself, if only I did this, if only I did this, maybe the situation would be different right now. Yes, maybe it would have, but it has already happened. What do we do now? People who know me know that I love concentrating on the now. Yeah, something has happened, fine, it has happened, but what are we going to do now? Most of us are so much bent on what happened in the past. That drags us behind. That brings depression. That brings lack of trust. That brings low self-esteem. That brings low self-confidence. Like, you cannot, you end up not trusting yourself. You end up not trusting your gut just because you did something and it didn't go through. There's something I was thinking about yesterday. Yeah, I was thinking about it yesterday, and I posted it on my WhatsApp status. And this is what it said. Yeah, this is what it says. That I am reminded, hold on. One thing I remind myself always is to never regret anything that has happened in the past, or rather in my past. Some of the things that have happened are so ugly, but some are filled with amazing, amazing memories. But one thing I do is that I draw lessons, I draw inspirations, values, and important reminders from my past. That is what your past should do to you or for you. You should draw lessons from them. You should draw inspirations. You should draw values. And you should draw important reminders. Like those moments, like, this happened, then what could I have done different that would have made it, oh, I should have done this. That is a reminder that you have to keep. That is a lesson that you have to keep with you, all right? So that you are able to not dwell on the what happened or what could have changed. You dwell on, this is what I carry to my next phase in life. And also, one thing is, I understand the importance of being patient and kind to myself. Whatever happened in my past was not right. Some of those things were not good. I allowed myself to be taken advantage of. I allowed myself to be silly. I had allowed myself to be a fool. But I should be patient and kind to myself. Why? Now I know better. When that was happening then, I didn't know. Nobody, like, it's a learning process. Most of these things that happen in our lives are usually learning processes. Someone takes advantage of you because you were too naive to see it. Or someone takes advantage of you because you were too kind to them and they took advantage of that. So it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with a learning process of everything. Yeah, you cannot, because at the end of the day, you can, mostly you will not allow the same situation happen to you two or three times. By the time it's happening, that time you're like, something now has to be done. You get the point. So you have to understand the importance of being patient and kind to yourself in the process of it, so that you don't really beat yourself up. What, I should have done this different. Yes, but by then you didn't have the wisdom that you have now. By then you didn't have the knowledge that you have now. Then, back then, you didn't have the understanding that you do right now. So be kind to that person. Be kind to that self. Be kind to yourself, because every day is a journey and every day you keep learning something. All right? And that is why, as you're being patient and kind to yourself, be willing and intentional to learn, to unlearn and relearn things. Because some of the things that you learned back then are things that you should unlearn. Because our parents were also just in the journey of raising us, and some of the things that they taught us were not right, or they don't resonate with us. We don't believe in them. And if you don't believe in them, you unlearn such things or such values or such principles and relearn new ones. That as you grow up, you realize, no, this one works for me. Then you relearn that and becomes part of your life. All right? Because you cannot unlearn something that you've never learned. You cannot unlearn something that you've never learned. So it is a process that you have to understand, you cannot run away from. So it's something that happened in your past. It happened. Stop thinking so much about it. Stop thinking so much about it. The only thing you can pick from it is, what can you learn from it? What values can you pick from it? What inspiration can you get from that? What can you remind yourself about it? But not, if only this happened, it would have been like this. If only this happened, it could have been like this. Always tell yourself that you gave it your best, or you did your best according to the knowledge and the wisdom that you had at that particular time. All right? So that you're not able to beat yourself to the point of not valuing yourself, not believing in yourself. Because some people tend to dwell so much on the past to the point now they don't believe in themselves to this particular, you know, like in the present. Let us dwell in the present and not so much of in the future. Because again, we don't know what tomorrow holds. You don't know if you wake up tomorrow, God forbid. But that is why there's one person that said, I know we all understand this saying, that live your life like you won't have tomorrow. Live it today like tomorrow will not be there. And they were right. It is good to plan for the future, but don't dwell so much into the future that you forget to live the present. That there is so much importance in understanding that the past will not help you. It will only help you when you draw lessons and values and, you know, all those things I talked about. And the future cannot help you if you don't work on the present. So let us learn to balance that. Plan for the future, but don't focus so much on it. Plan for the future, but don't focus so much on it. There is one analogy he used, like the football halftime. You know, like when guys are playing soccer and they go for halftime. And yeah, when they go that, they go to the... the locker room, and they are called what? their coach gives them motivation, you know, like tells them now it's halftime, this is what you need to do. They re-strategize, they reorganize and plan how to they're going to now to win the second half of the match. So yeah, you should. That tells you, or that reminds you, or that should be a reminder that you are on your halftime. When things are not working, we take a break. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what phase of your life you're in. Take a break and go back to the locker room. Going back to the locker room, you can go to prayer. You can go for counseling. You can go for talks and a mentor, and just sit down and re-strategize, reorganize yourself, and try to understand, where am I right now? Where do I need to go? What do I need to do about it? Because whatever has happened has happened, and if you're feeling stuck, it is because you're so much focused on the past. You are feeling stuck because you're afraid of making a step to the next phase. You are so afraid of doing something that you need to do because you're so much focused on everything that went wrong in the past that you forget that if you only give the present a chance, things would be different. Yeah? So stop making excuses and adjust your life. Look, can you imagine what your mind is capable of doing? For example, if people are being brainwashed by the ISIS and Al-Shabaab and Al-Qaeda, I mean, to that point where they believe everything that they are told, every little thing, they don't leave anything to, like, every detail, they believe it all. That is the power of your mind. That is how powerful your mind is when you set it or focus it to a certain direction. That is how powerful your mind is. So you can imagine how powerful you've allowed your mind to take you to the point of not believing that the present can hold something better. Yeah? That is how powerful your mind is, because you've been feeding it with fear, you've fed it with anxiety, you've fed it with disappointments, to the point where it even messes with your feelings and your emotions and your belief system. So guys, let's stop focusing so much on the past and what has gone wrong, because it is all in your mind. It all takes a change or a turnaround on your mindset. And you have to be intentional, and you have to purpose, all right? It is okay to sit down and think on what should be done after what went wrong in the past, but it is not okay to dwell on the wrong things that happened. For example, I'm an orphan. I cannot keep on thinking about how life would be different if my mother and my father were alive. How stupid would that be? They are gone. Yes, I wish they would be there, but they are gone. So what do I do now? Should I dwell on, maybe I would be a rich kid's family right now? You know, those kind of things. Don't dwell so much on that past. It has happened, but you have the control of the present. You don't have the control of the past. You don't have the control of the future. You can only plan, and you can only learn from the past and plan for the future, but you can take control of the present. So let's stop that mindset of, if things, if I would have done these things differently, maybe this would have done. No, it's okay. You did the best you did. And that is the best you knew. So don't beat yourself up about it. All right? So guys, let's focus on the present. Let us work on the present. Take that half time. See the person you need to see. If you need soul searching, go somewhere for 2-3 days and soul search and reorganize and re-strategize. If you need to see a counselor, go see a counselor and understand where you are and what you need to do and what is stopping you. If you have a mentor, go talk to a mentor. Let them help you walk this phase that you're in out of it and get to a new phase. Yeah. So that you're able to come out of that dark space and dark cloud that is really clouding everything around you. All right? Because anything is possible. That is one thing I always say. Anything is possible. Very possible. So work on getting out of the normal self to a better version of yourself, because, hey, you need to upgrade. You need to be better than you were yesterday. And it will only happen when you're intentional and you're purposeful. You know, you're like your purpose that I'm tired of being this. I need to be a different person in a good way, in a better way. And you're not doing it for anybody. You're doing it for yourself. Not for your mother, not for your spouse, it is for you. It's for your own good. It's for your health, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. It's for you. All right? Thank you so much, guys, for listening. You can share. Take care of yourself. Wash your hands, sanitize. Stay home if you have to. For those who don't or cannot work from home, please take care of yourself when you're out there. This third wave is just something else. But we thank God for the gift of life, and we face one day at a time, right? So thank you so much. See you next time. Bye-bye.